You're having sex.
Well, where's your story first?
Well, no, I'm not the story. I was about 19. Okay. I was living in Blackpool.
No, Dan isn't going to start the story like that. Dan is going to start the story by saying this happened to a... This is a friend's story.
No, no, this was happening to me. Really. Happened. I was about 1920. I was living in Blackheath at the time. And we were making the beast and whatever, but in common with all, which she got on top. So there you go. So that's the maison scene, if you can bear it. Well, yeah. There it is. During the frantic action, of course, leant forwards and grabbed the shelf, which was above the bed, on which was hanging by a macrame sling, some kind of potted plant. And during the frantic action, it came loose, the plant came down, whack, it hit me on the bridge of the nose, which was bad enough, because the moment's lost there. But the worst thing was the black earth, some kind of peaty black earth, caveman earth, came tumbling out of it, loam.
That was
loam! It was loam, Alice, that's what it was, loam. I had a face full of loam. Now, there are not many people who go to their graves saying, well, I got through life without getting a face full of loam. I think all of us at one time. This was my face full of loam, and it was during the vinegar strokes, as I remember. And, and you're up, and it's in your eyes, and up, and of course, the partner just tumbles off, giggling like, and there's no dignity there. There's very little dignity in the ceremony anyway.
Yep.
But a face full of, a mouth full of loam. And of course, you know, any kissing you try after this, ooh. I said, well, what can I help you? Give me a face full of loam. So that was, a macrame plant and face full of loam. We'll do that again next week. If you've got a story, we'll do that again. It happened to us. Therefore, Danny Kelly, leading up
I should preface this by saying I was at college.
Oh, so,
I had a girl coming up from London to see me, and I was very excited about this. Yeah. Very, very excited. I think it may have been the first time that we've been getting ready to do this thing.
Have sex.
And, have sex, of course, yes. That was on the menu, I seem to recall, yeah. And, of course, my friend said, of course, we won't allow this to happen. We will put a stop to you. Yes. You can do your worst, that's because it's not going to work. I'm mad about this girl. I love her and all the rest of it, and it's going to be fine. And we're actually at it, and of course I thought they'd gone. They'd forgotten about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're at it on the bed, and the window opens slightly, and the contents of a large jar of pickled onions, including the vinegar, all over the pair of us.
No.
That puts a stop to the ceremony. A large...
They tipped pickled onions.
They threw... It must have been one of those sort of catering jars. There's a lot of them. They just fired it in through the window.
I bet
all
she blamed you.
Over the
I bet
place.
She blamed you for the antics of a gang of horrible males.
Yes, but what a brilliant idea. You could not carry on.
No, of course. Well, there you go. I mean,
talk about your vinegar stroke.
There are very few things one wants to introduce to the marital bed anyway. One, I'd have said, is your pickled onion. Two, your loam.
Yeah.
Those are two things that I think we've managed to evolve as a race from primordial ooze to now without loam or pickled onion.
I cried.
It's with all that starch knocking around the eyes, I'm sure the fumes alone.
I think I cried.
You're glad to be manly, but okay, we'll do that again next week. It's just coming up to 11:45, and we've got a call. Let's get another call out of the way. Who's this?